A new campaign is being undertaken through the Association of Southeast Asian Nations Wildlife Enforcement Network to stem the wildlife trade, estimated to be worth billions of dollars a year. ASEAN wildlife trafficking expert Steve Gallister says airports are the key transit location in the illegal trade.
The bulk of the illegal wildlife trade is actually going through airports on commercial airlines and cargo airplanes. And to put a dent in the trade, you really got to go after the big part of the trade.
The Wildlife Trade Regulation Training Program includes airport staff and freight forwarding companies. The trainees learn identification and how to handle commonly traded protected species. Goldster says the campaign aims to create a model applicable to other regional airports. USAID is a key backer of the program, now in its fifth year. U.S. Ambassador to Thailand, Eric John, said increasing policing at the international airport is a first step towards a broader regional program.
When you're looking at trafficking, it really is a regional, global effort. And so Thailand stepping up to the plate here as a critical U.S. partner and then leading the effort in the region is absolutely essential to this success.
The illegal trade of wildlife initially came under the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species on Fauna and Flora, launched in 1975. But law enforcement and animal protection groups saw a need for increased cooperation to halt the multi-million dollar trade. China and the United States, as well as Europe, are the key destinations for much of the wildlife trafficked out of Asia. The main sources of animals are in the rich biodiversities of Indonesia, Malaysia and Burma. Smugglers often use transport links through Thailand and Vietnam. ASEAN Nguyen says in the second half of 2008, more than 2,500 live animals were rescued and more than 4 tons of carcasses seized. Thailand Minister for Natural Resources and Environment Suet Kunkiri says regional cooperation and policing beyond ASEAN is needed.
We've seen that within ASEAN, it still need to strengthen the better cooperation among all of us, especially cross-border areas which we have the law enforcement on both sides. So it's not only ASEAN, but it's outside ASEAN that are consuming all these strange animals, wildlife and foreign faunas, which we need to stop that.
ASEAN is looking to other countries in the region, especially Japan, South Korea and China, as well as Australia and New Zealand, in seeking assistance and financial support to boost the regional policing efforts to curb the illegal wildlife trade. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.